All right, good morning. Has Commissioner Rendall joined us yet? All right, Betty, we're going to wait just a few minutes until Commissioner Rendall joins us.
Sure, Nana, she actually just popped up.
All right, very good. All right, good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, May 19th, 2022. And this is a rule adoption hearing of the Utilities and Transportation Commission. We're here today to review rules in docket TR200536 dealing with railroads companies' operations and safety. And I am Dave Danner, and I'm chair of the commission. I'm joined by my colleague, Commissioner Ann Rendall. What I would like to do this morning is turn it over to Betty Young, who will basically give us an overview of what we are seeking to accomplish today. And then we can hear comments from interested persons and have some discussion on the issue. Before I turn it over to Betty, Commissioner Rendall, do you have any comments that you would like to make this morning?
No, thank you.
All right, let's get right to it then. Betty Young? Can I turn it to you?
Of course. Good morning, Chair Danner and Commissioner Rendall. Betty Young for Commission staff. Docket TR200536 involves a rulemaking to implement House Bill 1841, Laws of 2020, Chapter 170, pertaining to the establishment of minimum crew sizes on certain trains. Commission staff recommends that the Commission adopt the rules in this docket as published in the CR102 filed with the Code Revisor and reflected in the and filed in the docket with the adoption hearing materials. Revisions include minor changes to WAC 480-62-125 involving definitions of remote control operations and remote control zone. It also adds a new section, WAC 480-62-255, titled Minimum Crew Size on Certain Trains. This section adds language regarding specific statutory definitions applying to this section and adds those definitions. The section also adds language regarding the minimum train crew requirement, exemptions for Class 3 railroads and other railroad carriers from the requirements of subsection 2, automatic waivers for other railroad carriers from the train crew size requirement of subsection 2, the commission's ability to increase the number or direct the placement of additional railroad employees or crew members as it determines necessary, considering factors that may include those described in the statute, and it adds monetary penalties for violations of this section. Throughout this rulemaking process, the Commission has followed the required steps. The Commission issued a CR101 and Notice of Opportunity to Comment in July of 2020 and held a rulemaking workshop in November of 2020. In May 2021, the Commission provided copies of draft rules to stakeholders and an opportunity to respond to a Small Business Economic Impact Statement, or SBEIS. When it received no responses to the SBEIS, the Commission issued a supplemental SBEIS to allow additional time for comment. The Commission received no response to the supplemental SBEIS. Recently, in March 2022, the Commission filed a CR102 and issued a notice of opportunity to file written comments on the draft proposed rules. The Commission received comments from three parties. Comments focused in four subject areas, including definitions, operations, train crew size, and preemption. The comments are filed in the docket and summarized in the adoption hearing comment matrix. As outlined in the comment matrix, staff's response to the comments is that the Commission must exercise its authority in accordance with the legislature's directives. The proposed rule implements the laws of 2020, Chapter 170, and that language tracks the language of the statute. Again, staff recommends the Commission adopt the rules as filed with the Code Revisor on March 18th with the recommended revisions, and I'm available for questions.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Rendall, do you have any questions for Betty Young?
No, I've read all the comments throughout the proceeding and also the notices and the draft. So I'm well prepared. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And Betty Young, the only question is just an acknowledgement that, in fact, we do have different definitions within the rules for Class 1 and Class 3 railroads. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, but again, that is basically because these rules have to implement House Bill 1841.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me ask if there is anyone wishing to speak this morning on our rules. And I don't have a sign-in sheet in front of me, but I would just ask you to either use the raise your hand function or to put yourself on video and wave your hand so that I can recognize you. All right, I am not seeing anyone who wishes to speak this morning. So let me again put out a final notice. Is there anyone who wishes to address our rules today? All right. And seeing nothing, I think this is going to be a short meeting. So again, Betty Young, is there anything you wish to add to what you've already said this morning?
Nothing else for me, Chair Danner, thank you.
All right, thank you. We have the written comments and we have a comment matrix. And so we can take this under advisement and reach a decision in due course. Commissioner Rendall, anything you would like to add this morning?
No, just appreciate all the staff effort on this rulemaking, and that we will just take this under advisement, all the comments we've received, even though we didn't have any testimony today.
All right. And I agree. I want to echo what Commissioner Rendall said. I think that the staff has done an excellent job marshaling this through, and I appreciate all the work that you've done. So, without anything further, we will adjourn our meeting and thank you everybody for attending.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.